Hello, this is Ramesh Ruben. I'm a professional trainer and consultant in accounting, auditing and risk management. The amendments to IAS 16 and IAS 41 relating to bearer plants in the agriculture sector were issued by the IASB in June 2014. The amendments changed the financial reporting for bearer plants such as grapevines, rubber trees and oil palm. Prior to these amendments, IAS 41 agriculture required all biological assets related to agricultural activity to be measured at fair value less cost to sell. However, for bearer plants which are used solely to grow produce over several periods, its biological transformation is deemed no longer significant upon maturity. As such, the IASB decided that bearer plants should be accounted for in the same way as property, plant and equipment under IAS 16. Similarly to that of a manufacturing concern. The new requirements are effective from 1 January 2016, with earlier applications permitted. Now in Malaysia, these amendments will take effect concurrently with MFRS 15 from 1 January 2017 for transiting entities. In this podcast, I will discuss some of the key concerns and challenges preparers would likely face in applying these amendments when accounting for bearer plants. Firstly, it is important to note that the amendments made to IAS 41 or MFRS 141 and IAS 16 or MFRS 116 are limited to only bearer plants and not the entire scope of biological assets in agricultural activities. It is therefore only applicable to plants that is used in the production or supply of agricultural produce for more than one period and not intended to be sold as a living plant or harvested as agriculture produce, except as incidental scrap. This would entail that plants which are cultivated for dual purposes, that is, to bear commercial produce and also to be sold off in the ordinary course of commercial activity, would be scoped out of these amendments. Such plants would then fall back into the scope of IAS 41 or MFRS 141's fair value model. Besides that, the amendments only apply to plants but not animals. Therefore, bearer livestock such as dairy cows, goat, and animals held for breeding are also excluded and will have to be accounted for using the fair value model. Preparers of financial statements will have to make careful assessments to ensure that a plant is exclusively a bearer in order to apply these amendments. There are also issues raised in terms of subsequent recognition of a bearer plant in the event there is a change in use or commercial intention of the plant. Would it then need to be reassessed subsequently and treated under IAS 41 or MFRS 141 instead of IAS 16 or MFRS 116? These issues have not been exclusively addressed in these amendments and would thus make it more difficult to apply because it would require judgment to be applied and as reclassification between IAS 16 and IAS 14 might become necessary if the predominant use changes. The next concern is the difficulties in measuring agriculture produce that are growing on bearer plants. The amendments require that these produce to be measured at fair value separately from the bearer plant at the end of each reporting period, even prior to harvest. The first obstacle in applying the amendments would be to determine the point at which to recognize agriculture produce separately from the bearer plant. Now, this will require judgment. For example, at what point does the fresh fruit bunch on an oil palm tree be treated separately as an agriculture produce? As the produce is part of IAS 41 or MFRS 141 scope, reference and guidance on this would have to be sought there, and there are some reliefs provided in that standard. If preparers encounter significant practical difficulties on initial measurement of produce, they consider applying the exemptions provided in IAS 41 or MFRS 141, especially paragraph 30. Now, under paragraph 30 of IAS 41 or MFRS 141, There is a presumption that fair value can be measured reliably for a biological asset. However, that presumption can be rebutted only on initial recognition for a biological asset for which market-determined prices or values are not available and for which alternative estimates of fair values are determined to be clearly unreliable. In such a case, that biological asset shall be measured at its cost less any accumulated depreciation and any accumulated impairment losses. Once the fair value of such a biological asset becomes reliably measurable, an entity shall measure it at its fair value less cost to sell. On a related note, even though the amendments allow bearer plants to be accounted for using a cost model, the fair value measurement will still be applicable when it comes to agriculture produce. Even those growing on plants, preparers will need to determine appropriate fair value measurement methods, such as discounted cash flow techniques, to measure the fair value of these assets, which may increase the complexity and subjectivity of the measurement. A third area of subjectivity relates to determining the point when a bearer plant is in the location and condition necessary for it to be capable of operating in a manner intended by management. Paragraph 22A of the addendum to MFRS 116 requires bearer plants to be accounted for in the same way as self-constructed items of property, plant and equipment before they are in the location and condition necessary to be capable of operating in the manner intended by management. Some practitioners are of the view that this point should refer to the date of the first harvest of commercial value, while others' views refers to the date commercial quantities of produce are produced. The IASB, however, has not provided any further guidance on this and as such, again attract some element of judgment to be applied on the part of preparers.